Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and
Jeff. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday. I know that each and every one of you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you didn't, you're going to have a better week, okay? It's Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. We'll have Miss Tiffany with the eye coming on to share a little bit with us. And before we get going, I just want to get this information out here. You know, I listen to the news, and healthcare workers in the union are thinking about striking. They need more money, more people, more everything. And, you know, I'm just going to say it again. Get vaccinated, okay? It's really up to you. But, you know, like the old folks say, do it and see what happens, or don't do it and see what happens, and especially before the holiday, because, you know, things are opening up. We want to see our families. We want to be around our families. You know, take some precautions out there, okay? I know it's a hard decision. It's a lot going on, but use your own discretion. You know, we want to be here for a while. Also, we'd like to pay our condolences to the persons that was on that small Cessna today that fell. We don't know how many was on board, but I got some information about that too. And you know, there's a pill, so I'm reading, haven't done any research, I'm not a scientist, that's going to be coming out. We want to pay attention, okay? Do your homework, do your research. It's something behind everything. And again, I'd say happy, I guess today is Columbus Day. Is this the day when he was supposed to discover America? Through my history, he didn't discover the Americas, okay? But I really didn't know it was a holiday until I went to the post office today and found the gates closed. I said, oops, it is a holiday, okay? So I just want to share with you, and in order for us to keep moving forward, you know, what will the future be like? No one knows the answer to that question. All we know is that the effects that will appear in the future are all contained in the causes that are made in the present, cause and effect. The important thing is, therefore, is that we stand up and take action to achieve great objectives without allowing ourselves to be distracted or discouraged by immediate difficulties. You know, what we say over here, when we share and care, we're waking up with Linda Maxine. When you go through problems, get disappointed, and you feel a slight bit betrayed or have a lot of betrayal, keep in mind that you're not broken, okay? So get some crazy glue, stick that glass back together, and keep on moving forward. Because what it's going to do, it has to be a thing of strength, and it's valuable to look for the strengths in others. You gain nothing by criticizing people's imperfections. In fact, it is helpful to take a step back for even a moment each day and try to consider the feelings and positive qualities of others of whom you are critical, because, you know, all you have to do is look in the mirror, because keep in mind, we are all mirrors to each other. So if you see something in that mirror that you don't like, that means you have to dig deep inside of you, because if you didn't have it inside of you, you wouldn't recognize it in others. So before we get going and have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on, but I will do it, I'm just going to play a little bit of this to get us going. And as I say, welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McShane. We're here to share.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
That's right, and that's the feelings we should have about anyone and everyone that we know. You know, be there for them, support and assist. And at this time, I have my greatest supporter on the line with me, Miss Tiffany Jones, and that's Tiffany with an I. And the reason why I like to say that is because Tiffany is an individual that I see it, I'm going to change it, I'll get the job done. Tiffany, are you on the air? We're Waking Up with Linda McShane on this Mindful Monday, short and sweet.
How are you, Linda?
I am great. And how are you, Tiffany with an I?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. The weather is changing out there.
Oh, yes,
so
it is.
Exciting.
The wind is blowing. It's blowing all this dirt filled evenness, craziness out the way. I saw those trees swinging as I was moving down the street, and I was praying that none of them branches was hitting my windshield. I had to get on in. But, you know, that's Mother Nature out there, and if we listen and we sit pretty still, we'll find out a lot of information from her or him or it. Oh, and I'd like to say to you, thank you for taking our time and your busy schedule to come on with Mindful Monday with us. I know you like Mindful Monday because it starts off the week, and I love having you come in here to care and share with us. So I'm just going to sit over here and let you take it away. Where are we going today on this? What you need us to be mindful of?
Just mindful of ourselves, and as I mentioned, we are going into fall or autumn, and the weather's getting colder, and we need to take care of ourselves, be mindful of our bodies, take our vitamin C, zinc, anything that can help boost our immune system. Because I was out earlier today, and I didn't realize that, you know, after 4 o'clock, the weather changes, and I didn't bring a jacket. So thankfully, I wasn't, you know, out that much or out that long. But it was just a reminder that when the wind was blowing, the weather's changing, and we need to be mindful of ourselves and keep our immune system up, especially during the winter and the fall and winter seasons, because, you know, that's when we usually, you know, people usually have flus and viruses. So, and then also to be mindful of those who, you know, are still losing family members due to COVID. And that's going to be a constant for a minute.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I, because I this week I had two or three people to tell me that, you know, they had either someone in the hospital or someone who did, you know, was very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have made it, but so that's why I'm saying, you know, let's take care of ourselves, be mindful of ourselves, you know, mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, because they all go together. That's one darn thing for sure. So, you know, in the evenings, and you can always tell the weather's changing, you know, it's good to have those hot teas, drink that tea in the evening when you're getting ready to settle down. Because it'll slip up on you. And as you say, we're out there, we don't think, you know, how quickly weather change. And after 4 o'clock, sometimes after 3, you'll feel it changing and dropping down. So in Los Angeles and California, I remember when I moved here, they said, oh, you don't even need a coat in California. I say, really? Mm-hmm. So I came in and I had an opportunity to go to San Francisco. I almost froze to death. Okay, I came and found a big old burgundy corduroy coat with a big hood on it. I said, that was a big fat lie, because you do need a coat. But, you know, it's like the weather, it switches up, and when you're moving up north, it really changes with that coming off that bay. And, you know, new to it and trying to figure out what's happening, I did not even realize. So the first thing I purchased was a coat. I even have a back east coat, which is too heavy to wear in California on the west coast. It's just too heavy. So, you know, and most of the time when persons move here from the east, they get rid of those heavy garments, because these little garments we wear here on the west coast, they're like windbreakers going up against going up against that cold. And I personally cannot deal with cold. I'm a 70s girl. I need to be in Hawaii, okay? If it don't go up or down, it's a problem with me. So I need to be lying on the beach eating macadamia nuts and doing a hula, okay? Because I just don't care for cold weather, hot weather either. It just has to be just right. But it's easier to get cool than it is to get warm, you know, and carrying and traveling and stuff. So when I visit Texas, and usually if I go on a holiday, you know, you leave here and it's 30 degrees. You get there, it's 90. So you have to call in and say, what's the weather like? And you get to changing in that suitcase, okay? Putting in that nice, soft, light stuff. Or you wait till you get there and you go to Walmart and get you some cotton shirts, you know, to go through. There's no sense in spending a lot of money on garments, you know, when you're just going to be in there for a few days. But the weather is crazy, so I have no idea of what's happening. But I saw that wind blowing, and those trees were swinging. And I'm saying, okay, hurry up and get home so that nothing will hit your windshield, okay? You know, you cannot deal with that. But it's good. It's good to have wind.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have rain, because rain cleans the air. And I guess wind blows all the crap out the way. So I'm just going to look at it in a positive way that I came home, because I didn't want to go tumbling down the street, because it was pretty strong out there.
It is. It was. It was actually when I was out there, too. But as I said, you know, just to be cognizant of ourselves, make sure we, you know, we have all of our, that we boost our immune system, that we have everything. We rest when we need to rest and, you know, really enjoy the upcoming holidays now that we're back in the swing of things. And you can see your family members. Some of them you can, some of them you may not. You know, we're not back to the normal. There is that normal that was there that we'll have a part of, but we won't have it all. So,
yes.
Whatever that new normal is, but for us to enjoy each other's company, to, you know, like I said, stay healthy as the weather changes, because people, you know, you might think it's sunny outside and wear a T-shirt, and then that the wind comes, the wind blows, and you're not prepared. And it's easier just to have a jacket on and take the jacket off than it is to try and
wrap up
put on a jacket if you don't have one.
Did you hear what I say? Grab the bottom of your dress tail and try to make a shawl. Okay.
Right. And just so you know, you are so funny.
Well, you know, we have to keep it light and bright over here. This is Mindful Monday. You know, we got a lot of things that's on our mind. We got a lot of things that are happening. We have the mayoral kickoff coming up. The persons out there making signs and doing stuff like that. It's a lot of memorials that are happening. You know, like you say, families have lost their family members, and a lot of them are being done on Zoom. Some are being done in person. Those I will not attend. Okay, and it saddens you because you know these are persons that you really really care for. But sometimes you got to put yourself number one first. And I can only control the temperatures that I can check. And you know, so I cannot be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be bothered. I will not bend. And of course, you know, when you have special people in your life, you really want to support them. But you know, we have other ways of supporting, and hopefully they understand. And most of the time, if they're true friends, they understand. Okay. Because they know you fairly well to know that you cannot be in that redwood branch once that mind is made up, and I don't care. I don't think I'll be there, okay? Love you. I'm going to be there in spirit. I'm everywhere I need to be in spirit, but I'm not going to do that. So it just takes a while. It takes a minute because we must be mindful, like you say, about body, mind, and spirit. And all three of those things talk to you, but you have to sit still, Tiffany, so you can hear it. Okay, it comes to you in strange forms, but the mind, and you must control your mind. You cannot let your mind control you. See, that's another thing. All those crazy thoughts get up in there, and those conversations be going on, and you be getting sometimes right answers, but most of the time crazy answers. So you can't you master your mind. You do not let your mind master you. And those that do, at this particular time, of really having thoughts, you know, it takes you into a depression state. It gives you a lot of anxiety when you allow those things to come in. So you have to, like, take plenty of vitamins and eat a lot of blueberries, as Gloria would always tell us with our health and wellness, you know. Get up in the morning and make those smoothies to keep going out there and to do whatever you have to do. To you know, take care of yourself. I personally don't like needles, don't like shots. They say take a flu shot. I said I don't think so. I'm gonna drink some ginger tea. Okay, it's bad enough for me to get this Kool-Aid shot up in my arm with this vaccine. Don't push it. Okay, don't push it. Okay, because you won't see me. Don't push it. Okay, don't care for needles. Don't care for prescription drugs. None of that stuff. So, you know, sometimes we must do what we have to do, and you can, but the holistic way and the alternative way, the old-fashioned way, I'm trying to find this stuff my mother gave me as a child, and you can't find it. It was nasty. It was called, I never will forget the color of the
castor oil?
No, I had that too. Oh, yeah, I had castor oil. It was not castor oil. There was castor oil. There was castoria. Castoria had a sweet taste to it. But that castor oil, we had to take that. Okay, anytime you had any kind of ailment, they gave you that castor oil, and it was gone, okay? But there was a powder that we used to take, and I'm trying to locate it. It was called Black Draft. It was in a yellow box on there, and every time I saw that yellow box, I'd be trying to hide it, right? But whatever was the concoction, it took out whatever ailment you had, okay? So someone said that there was a pharmacy somewhere. I'm going to look it up, but it was a powder, and they mixed it, and you drank it along with that nasty castor oil. But we were never sick, okay? You had a runny nose, or you got a cough, and you get ready for the castor oil because it was coming. And now, you know, the fruits and vegetables that we eat, and, I mean, they're not the same as they were because the soil is different. So, you know, it's just a lot of things. Things change moment to moment. We just have to be appreciative that we're here to take care of our body, mind, and spirit, or body, mind, and soul, as most people call it. But they all three function together, and they blend together, and they make everything work. So if the mind is foggy, so will that spirit be crazy, and the body is no telling what it's going to be talking to you about. So those three things, mm-hmm. when Stephanie talks with us, Stephanie Haynes, she was not feeling well last week, but she got over it, so she wasn't able to join us. Hopefully she will be back tomorrow. I've been keeping, Nurse Linda over here checks on everybody to make sure there's anything you need over there. I'm going to send it to you by Uber. I'm not bringing it, but I'm going to send it. Okay? Miss Linda just don't do a lot of, but I do care, and as we should all care, and as you said, what we have to do is be mindful. On Monday, our mindfulness is the weather change, because it's definitely changing out there. Scratchy throats, sinus problems, runny noses, okay? So, and you can't put everything on the, but of course it's going to be placed on the COVID and the Delta, whatever it is you got. But it's just like, be aware of it. Know your body and listen to your body. My nephew was
How's
in the
he
hospital.
Doing?
He's back at home giving everybody the blues. I told him, please do not let me have to drive up in there on my skateboard and get my baseball bat out, because the young man is home. He's fearful. He's moving with that oxygen. He is an Eva Kniever. He's a doer. He's the one that does for everybody, okay? If you say he's getting ready to go get him a Tesla, the next thing I'll be seeing is a Tesla. Okay, that's the way he operates. So please understand that he's not thinking too clearly now, and tape him and play back to him how crazy he was talking to you later on. But you got to dig a little bit deeper, come out of your me syndrome, toughen up, and go in the other room, because he's sick, okay? And we don't know what type of IVs he had. You understand? And you got a person that's a mover and a do-it-all and that's very active and cannot be that right now. So, I have to preach from the pulpit down here, but I told him, don't let me have to get on that skateboard and come on up in there, because I'm not coming on an airplane. You already know that. But I will get on my skateboard or my scooter, and I'll just come
right.
on up in
and
there.
And it's so important, right, it's so important to realize that travel nowadays isn't the same as it used to be.
Oh,
and
no.
People, business travelers that I've seen, throughout the months here, they are, complaining that it's too cumbersome to travel by plane now. So, you have a lot of people around you. People generally get sick on a plane. Like sometimes, I'm not saying every time you fly, but I'm just saying that more people are prone to get sick on a plane than not. So that's why airborne was invented. But by the teacher, the airborne that you take and to help you with your immunity system or boost it. So. But, you're traveling, you're doing things, you're excited, you want to see your family. Just take care of yourself so that you can do all those activities. And be mindful of those who are going through it. Because I still believe a lot of people are still trying to figure things out. And it's a new norm, and we're, feeling our way through it. And We'll feel it our way through. Well, let me say this. We'll feel our way through it to see what works, because some of the things of the old cannot work and don't work anymore. So we have to go to the new, and, people don't like change necessarily. And newness kind of agitates people in a sense, because it is the unknown, but we have to get used to it. Change is good. It's awesome. It's like, you want new clothes, you take the old ones out of the closet, you give them the Goodwill, you put them on eBay, whatever you do, you sell them, you get rid of them so that you can have some new clothes. So, so we're just wiping out the old for the new to come in. So I'm excited about the what's to come. But again, it's challenging at times.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Especially when you have children going to school, the protocol for that, the protocol for just, you know, are we in the office? Are we not doing, you know, meetings in the office? Are we still on Zoom? How are we going to conduct events? Are we going to have fundraisers? Are we going to have big events? You know, still a lot. But people, I have to give them credit, are out there. They're celebrating. They're happy. And that's a great, it's great to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is really great to see.
People are out
and,
moving.
It is. Yeah. It's. I mean, they are, and it's great to see that. Because people for so long were not coming out and not doing anything and not really celebrating life. Now, you know, you see that. I had a chance to see someone experience the 60th birthday party, have an event, you know, in a public place, which was a hotel, but it was nice. Like I said, people are starting to get out. They're starting to hold events. They're starting to do things that they used to do. Mm-hmm. And it's nice, like I said, to see, because I keep reiterating that, because I do believe it is.
Yeah. It's nice to see them out smiling and the children. And like you say, change is difficult, very, very difficult, because no one likes change. And when you are orchestrated to go in there and set up a structure to make that change, you are really going to get it, because, you know, that's one of my fortes. I deal with change management. So, you know, I get beat up, okay? You know, they don't want to hear me. They don't want to see me. They don't want to hear nothing I got to say. So I told them they don't have to listen to nothing. They can put it down on the paper. Let's plan this strategic planning and set up a structure and make a win-win situation for everybody, because no one likes change. And it's not done like they say, that's the way it's always been done. That's the way we're going to do it. Not anymore. That can't go that
way.
You have some restrictions here. People say the new normal, nothing is normal about this crap. It's called a new beginning. So get ready to begin. Okay, get ready to begin, because it's, but what I enjoy about it, or what I've learned from it, is that it has helped us find out what we can do. You know, it brings up your creativity, because when you didn't have nobody to do it for you, you had to do it for yourself. That's a good thing.
Okay.
So you learn something.
Mm-hmm.
You learn something to put into your toolkit. So, as they say, the poison can really change poison into medicine. That is a statement, and what do you mean by that? Because, yes, this event is poison. It was poison. But look at the good cures that have come out from it, so that poison has been changed into medicine. And that's really a hard thing to do, and it doesn't dawn on you until after you go through it and sit back and look at it. And then you say, oh, my goodness, this is happening. This is really, really working. So body, mind, and spirit. And then we've had segments on that. And when Stephanie comes in, and the next time she comes in, she likes what we love, the chakras. You know, she tells us about them chakras, because they control everything. And it's all about the body, mind, and spirit with the chakras. And when she comes on and talk, we'd like to have you come in and join us, okay?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Yes,
I would love that.
She takes us through a whole series from the number one all the way up. And explains it and talk about it and everything. I don't like to do it over and over, but that's one of my favorites, okay, when she talks about those chakras. Because once you understand how they operate and how they function, you become more in tune and aware of yourself. And you can recognize it in others. You can tell when they open or close. Just like you can look at an individual and see energy around them. You know, some persons have that type of gift where that's controlled through those chakras. Everything has a meaning. And it's not something that just came up into the nowadays. This is ancient meanings. Ellen, the beast from the east, she does the wood therapy. That's ancient, you know. That's still body, mind, and spirit. And it's something about how that's done, what it does to the system. So, you know, we have to deal with modern day also. But now is the day you know, for the change. And I didn't say the new normal. I say new beginnings, because that's exactly.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that phrase, new beginnings, because that's what they are. And we have to embrace the new. The new is so exciting. You know, that's when we have innovation and creation that come out of the ashes, you know, like a phoenix. It's so beautiful. So, I mean, you know, everyone, you know, fears it, but you have to embrace it. I think we should change our mindset. And I know Stephanie comes on a lot on your show and you know, helps people to change that mindset, because that mindset is so important as we move forward, and embrace it because it is so exciting, you know.
Well, it's good to find out.
And you
about
know
you.
What? And you know what? People notice when you are, you know, like your chakras are open and you're ready to receive people, like you're light and bright and happy.
Yes.
They pick up on that. People gravitate towards that. And they'll, you know, I've a couple times, you know, I've received a compliment like that. You know, that's after I've gone in and realized that I just need to be in my sanctuary. So I go, come in and relax and get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And be zenful and mindful of other people, just to quiet, you know, my mind and my spirit, so that I can be that way for people. But it's a great feeling to, you know, give that to somebody who's maybe not feeling well that day, is going through something. You know, you could have a brief conversation for 5 minutes with somebody and turn their whole life around at that moment. You know, just being happy and open. You know, when as Stephanie says, and you guys talk about the chakras, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
It's all important.
It is.
I'm
it
so
really
glad
is.
That you,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you you have that on your program. I mean, you know, in your week, so that people can tap into that.
Oh, yeah,
and important.
Gloria. Gloria comes on right now. She's taking a sabbatical because of family. But Gloria always came on and gave us information of the fruits, the vitamins, the blends, the mixtures. Yeah, she was that the nutritional, because she's into nutrition. So she could hook up and do that, you know, breakdown. That's why I get up every morning and break my Gloria, but come on, she always comes on Think Thursday and give us the blends and the, you know, I get up every morning and make my little smoothie with my berries, okay? And, you know, listening and writing down different, because you're going to go in the holistic way to take care of things, you know, eating that oatmeal every morning. Oatmeal is good for cholesterol, all of those things that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is just touch on everything. That's why we don't have a set format. We just share and care. And hopefully whoever's listening out there, they'll get some out of it, because that's what it's about. You can't get sliced into a certain, how can I put it? It's very hard to put me in, because I'm, it don't work that way. Some people can zone in and they stick in, and that's where they are, but society does not work like that, and different people, real individuals. So what I try to do is bring on people that have information. Hopefully, it's very important for us to get our finances together. So there's individuals out there that are insurance brokers that are serious, and they have insight on the things to look for that you won't get told, okay? So those that I'm looking for them to come on and share, because that's getting the finance together, because most people get insurance policies not because of death, they get them to live on, and a lot of people don't know that, okay? So when you talk about insurance policy, what they think about is death and burial, but there's many, many ways out there. So hopefully I can get her on to come and care and share with us, so we can inform the listeners and educate, because we're about unification, education, and collaboration over here. That is what we do. And on that note, I'd like to share, and hopefully the young men, my young adults, they're feeling them. They're young musicians. And as a matter of fact, some of the team, the producer was the one that produced the jingle for me. So they scratch my back. I take care of them. And they're having a function at the California Yacht Club. I think it's going to be on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
for the
Commodore's Ball, from what they can say, and a gathering that we can get information from their website. They're going to send it in, but it should be a nice affair. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, if it's a ball, does that mean dresses down to the flow, casual, sexy, casual evening, bling, bling, or what? Because when you're in Rome, you have to do as the Romans do, okay? So I don't want to step up there in that mini and everybody got their ankles covered, okay? But it's going to be happening. They're also doing T-shirts. They're doing a fundraiser that they'll be having the T-shirts on. And they're really, if you go to YouTube, it's called, they're going to be doing T-shirts, and they're trying to do that by November 7th. And the network, the T-shirts represent embracing you as you are and just how special you are. It is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Believe, but I believe you got it, and it's 100%. So there's a link there that I will put out for persons that are interested in getting those T-shirts. But, you know, we all have to care about each other. We all have to support and assist each other because, as I say, when you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter, and it is a known fact. And again, to sum that up, when you do ugly, nasty things out there, it's going to come back too, because we definitely believe in cause and effect. And for those out there who don't think it's real, keep being ugly, okay? That's all we have to say. Keep being ugly. Sit back, go into your sanctuary, as Tiffany with I do, and talk to yourself, and sometimes and be sure to write down the messages that you get, because sometimes you have a whole lot of conversations going on in your head, and you have to decipher which one is right. You might want to run it by somebody to see if you're thinking clear, but we must sit down and be mindful of ourselves, as you say, of our strength, of our knowledge, of our input, and how our smile, and to try to keep a smile, can save a person's life, okay? And through all of us going through what we're going through, Tiffany, it's a struggle. But, you know, when I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging me. And I have to stay encouraged so that I can encourage others. And hopefully they're appreciated. They do something with it. Those who miss out, they just miss out, okay? But you cannot stop doing what your mission is for you to do. And when that's a mission to light those candles for others so that your path will remain brighter, and to reach out and give that individual a smile, like you said, and to teach them that change is good. And from this event, the innovation and the creation has been brought up. You're moving in some things that we'll be talking about. I know how that's going. If you're not ready to speak on it at this time, it's okay, but we will talk about it, because I know
exciting. There's so many, many new things that are coming, and I want to get, you know, like, since it's October, the weather's changing, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, I'll be having people on my show to talk about mental awareness. We're going to be talking about
SES. Well, are you going to bring me on there so I can talk about my 52 personalities and that's how I survive? I know you know I got to get on there and tell them about them 52. You know,
well, you
that
do,
I know
you
of.
Do, you do, you
yeah.
do. You do. You are going
to
go. You're going to. No, I'm going to have you on the show. I'm so excited because, you know, as we start to wind down perhaps on a Thursday and just have a conversation, but nothing that, like, one day, I'm only on 2 days a week, so the first day, which is Tuesday, it'll be a little bit more intense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll have to talk about the political world and what's out there and what happened today and who said what. And that's great. But then, you know, there's some times where I just want to have conversation with my friends and we talk about what we talk about.
Yes.
As it relates to the whole world, you know, I mean, I have a political action committee, and we talk about politics as it's a bipartisan conversation. It's no one's right, no one's wrong. We're
right.
just talking about how we feel.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people want to know today. How do we feel? It doesn't matter, the party.
That's
Nobody
true.
Cares about party.
No,
how
as
do
long
you
as
feel?
It's about the people,
and,
as I
you
say.
Know?
And I'm coming on that end, too, but, you know, I have to toughen up for that because, you know, I get carried away and they'll be calling National
Guard.
No,
wait a minute.
When
I
we get ready to talk about that political stuff. And so that one I'm going to stay away from. I'd rather share my 52 personalities
I'm just
that
saying,
I know
we're going to talk about it. We talk about it. We talk about that. We might talk about religion. I
oh,
can
yeah.
talk about the things that most people don't want to talk about, but we
Good.
Have to have the conversation because people
yeah.
want to know, you know, we
yeah.
have these differences, and we are
yeah.
separated.
Yeah.
And but
it's
once we
dialogue.
Have dialogue and conversation, we find
it's
out that we're more alike than anything.
Yeah, nobody
right.
knows. If but the cultures need to mix. When people talk about diversity, and I'm going to close this out because I'm watching these numbers tick here, and I know that
I know
you'll
you
be
are.
Back again for Mindful Monday, but I have to say it's a good thing that you're doing, and that's a lot of strength and courage because, see, I have to hold myself down. They have to weight me down because I be flying all over the city and all over the ceiling because, you know, I like to swing that sword, and that's something that the listeners are on here, that's a side that they don't know, but I'll be glad they know them personalities there. I know they've heard at least 20 of them. Okay, but believe me out there, guys, I got 52 that I know of, and that's what I use to celebrate and keep my mental wellness balance together. I just call them numbers up whenever I need them, but you have to know who your numbers are, and you have to know their functions, so it takes some homework. It takes a lot of studying, but I'm going to share that
right.
with you, but I'll get political with you, and when I say diversity, everybody's talking about diversity, but see, there cannot be no diversity unless there's inclusion. And in order to bring about that inclusion, you have to mix those cultures and those ideas and those opinions together. Now, that's when you have a good pot of stew, and I know you cooking it up, and I'm going to bring some carrots over in there, okay? I'm getting up enough courage. They might have the National Guards waiting on me to take me off of your screen, but I'm coming.
No, it
okay?
is. You have no idea. I have some guests who are very, very opinionated, and
okay.
I love opinionated people. I really
I know
do
you
because
do.
If that's your opinion and that's what your stance is, I love that. At least
and
I respect
you,
people
and you
who
know how
have
to
a stance.
A person's opinion. I know you, so I'm gonna have to really, really think about it because, like I said, they'll say, call them. No, she done cut loose up in here.
Oh, no, you have no idea what type of people that are, no, seriously, that I deal with. And I'm like, they just say what they need to say. And if you like it, fine. If you don't, you don't.
And really, to be honest with you, that is the way it should be, okay? Because it's nothing like a true, honest, authentic. Authenticity is exactly what it means. And on that note, Tiffany, you're the most authentic individual that I have met. We're going to say thank you for coming up in here and telling us to listen to our mind, body, and soul and write down some notes when that mind gets to talking to you because you can have several conversations. And on that end, I'm going to cut out. We love you. Thank you. This is Tiffany with an I. And the reason why I say Tiffany with I is because she says, I see it, I observe it, I change it, and I get it done. Tiffany, thank you for Mindful Monday listeners. Tiffany Jones with an I. We love you, Tiffany.
Love you too, Linda. Thank you so much. I appreciate every time I come on.
Thank you.
All right.
Love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. collaborate.
They want
it. We give. Join other positive.
We care, share, we love all through the land.